Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Billy Hartung, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is what your favorite soccer team snack might say about you. No judgments, just truth. Through 5 seasons of coaching 6U soccer, I haven't won a single game. You can't because they don't keep score. You can, however, still have a successful season, and much of that hinges on after-game snacks. Let's break down the choices some parents make when they step up to provide something to eat for the whole team. Orange slices. These are old school. When a parent rolls in with these babies, they're bringing with them the lessons they were taught when they were younger. And one of those lessons was, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. When I see a whole mess of these succulent slices placed into a circle of kids, it seems like a mic drop. Nothing more needs to be said, and if I hear any groans from my team of 6-year-olds, I might crouch down and remind them that fruit never did anything other than try and nourish our bodies and make them run better. And given how most of you kids were running the wrong direction the entire game, eat your orange slices. The Costco Overflow. Somebody went to Costco and things got out of control. It happens to the best of us. It happens to my wife almost every time she goes. Then a month later, I'll find myself looking for a shovel out in the garage and shouting, "Honey, what are we going to do with all these cans of black beans and yogurt squeezers?" The Costco overflow often spills onto the soccer field to be born once again. You can see it from a mile away. The chip bags are varied and don't entirely make sense. 4 pirate booties, 7 veggie sticks, and an 8-ounce bag of Ruffles? This was no accident. And by all means, pass along your bulk savings and multi-pack leftovers to all of us. But be warned, kids don't like caviar. If you bought a 5-pound can of fish eggs because you just couldn't pass up such a great deal, that's yours to deal with. The Ding Dong Dad. This one could also be called the I forgot. And let's be honest, 95% of the time, it's a dad toting in this plastic grocery bag of goodness. These items were most likely bought 15 minutes before the game on the way to the field. Passing by the crappy toy section in the drugstore that he's made use of more than once, the ding-dong dad hits the racks of Hostess cakes or Little Debbie's. Problem solved, right? Well, kind of. Because once that bag is opened inside the circle of little athletes following the game, what you will witness will be akin to watching a group of baby sharks tear into a school of tuna. Wrappers will be flying everywhere. One kid will say, "What's a Twinkie?" A few in the know kids will go straight for those chocolate cupcakes with a white swirl before they all get snagged. The kids will look around and wonder, "Who did this?" I know who, the ding-dong dad. While some of the other parents stare in awe at the brilliant audacity, the dad at the center of it all might shrug his shoulders as if to say, "Hey, they're delicious." Even though we don't want to admit it, we know he's right. His irresponsibility has made him a hero, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. But a word of advice to my ding-dong dads. Show up to a few practices or games before you try to pull this off. Establish rapport. You're going to need that good faith going forward. The Kathy Stimson. Kathy Stimson is a mother of triplets who lives in the suburbs of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's a resourceful individual with a can-do attitude. So when the task of providing an after-game snack falls on her family, Kathy doesn't ask, "What am I going to get?" She asks, "What am I going to make?" The parent who brings a homemade snack into a circle of kids following a sporting contest is a brave individual. "I made these myself" is not something little kids always appreciate. And while all the other parents are nodding in approval as the dish towel is removed from the top of that wicker basket, we're also collectively holding our breath. What we fear the most is that our little angels will reveal themselves. When faced with something that isn't wrapped in recognizable packaging, their tiny little olfactory senses can start to pick up the absence of preservatives, and an alarm goes off. And that's when we might hear, "I don't like it," before they've even tried it. Uh-oh. I'll find myself on my knees with a blueberry bar in my hand, explaining to my child how we shouldn't be rude. "Just try it." "I don't want to." "I just had one and they're so good." "No, just take a bite." And maybe they'll have the tiniest of nibbles and repeat, "I don't like it." "Yes, yes you do. I know you do." Well, she's a picky eater, I'll say to the Kathy Stimson. She nods. She might not be a stranger to this type of reaction, but I still feel horrible. So I load up on what my kid won't eat and say, "I'm taking these home." And I do. Sitting on my couch later that night, eating some delicious homemade popcorn balls, I'll be struck by the realization that my children are wrong and I win. Lastly, let me say this to anyone entertaining a possible Kathy Stimson in the future. You are fantastic. You are a giving, generous person. I will do all I can to help you make your effort work. But if you put zucchini in those muffins, even if finely shredded, I can't help you. If you even say the word zucchini out loud, you're on your own. Icy Freeze Pops. I have no notes. You've made a fine choice. Coach might even have one if there's some left over. Just one word of caution. While you don't necessarily need a Yeti cooler in order to maintain the integrity of these delicious snacks, you don't want to play fast and loose with a hot summer day. A plastic bag a la Ding Dong Dad isn't going to cut it. Few things ruin the promise of one of these goat treats more than drinking it instead of eating it. So be careful, and let me know if I can help. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris KK Aria on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.